Amen. Are you guys glad to be here tonight? I hope that we have some people with us. Are you with us? Amen. Say it again. Are you with us? Amen. How many of you could sense the presence of God? Okay, that's five. The others, we will pray for you if you don't sense the presence of God. Say with me, the anointing. I want the anointing to come into this place tonight. When the anointing comes in, and we'll get into what kryptos means just now, it's a Greek word, but the anointing is a tangible, transferable substance. You can feel it. You can transfer it. Come on, are you guys with me? Okay, thanks. You can feel it. You can transfer it. It's a tangible, transferable substance. Say with me, tangible. Say with me, transferable. Meaning that when we lay hands, we can transfer the anointing upon you. Are you guys with me? It is tangible. It can be felt. It is not questioned. Are you guys with me? When the anointing comes in, you can feel the presence of God in the place. How many of you felt Him when we were worshiping at times tonight? Just raise your hands. I just want to see some that did. Religion will stop us to feel. Religion will cause our hearts to grow cold, will grow our hearts to go hardened, unable to feel, unable to discern, unable to perceive, unable to see in the spirit, unable to hear. Those are spiritual senses, to hear, to see, to discern, to perceive. Are you guys with me? Many people can worship God, and many people will have tears coming down their face. Others will just stand like this. And they are unable to receive it because their heart has been hardened. The anointing has to, listen here, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He wants us to open up. When we surrender our hearts, when we open up to Him, He comes in and He touches you. Are you guys with me? It works with surrender. So if you surrender, it is the greatest key. When I surrender, the anointing comes into my life. When I surrender, I will feel Him coming upon me. But listen, the anointing is tangible, transferable substance. It is for feelings. It is for you to sit in the service and feel God. I know you've been preached otherwise. Are you guys with me? Some people say it's not about feelings. No. When you're in a service, you have to feel Him. He has to be there. It means if you don't feel Him, that means either you are wrong or God is not in the place. Are you guys with me? But the anointing can come in by certain levels, certain degrees, and it can get stronger and stronger and stronger depending on the hunger of the people in the building. Depending if they are hungry, if they are desperate, the anointing will come in. When God comes in with His anointing, He's there to do supernatural things. Are you guys with me? Say with me, kryptos. We'll get into this right now. Listen, go with me to Isaiah 45 verse 15 on the screen. Isaiah 45 verse 15. Listen here. The prophet Isaiah says these words. He says, truly you are God who hide yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Truly you are God who hide yourself. He is the God who hides Himself. Are you guys with me? He must be searched out. He's looking for a people to seek Him. He's looking for a people to search Him out, to say, I am hungry for the anointing. I am thirsty for the anointing. Are you guys with me? Say with me, kryptos. Say it again, say kryptos. The word kryptos is the English word secret. So I'm going to speak to you about the anointing that is found in the secret place. There's an anointing that I can look at a believer, and I've seen maybe 1% of believers carry this. I can look at a believer and see if they are operating in kryptos, if they carry the anointing that is found in the secret place. Are you guys with me? There's an anointing that is found. If you've been with us in the Sunday mornings, you'll know that I spoke about how to spend quality time with God, how to spend time in the secret place. Those who spend time in the secret place, there's an oil that is available for you from heaven. That when you are in that place, it is like, it's almost, the oil, it goes as far as where the Bible says that those who didn't have oil, that God says, I do not know you. And the door was shut for them. That when you spend time in the secret place, there's an oil that comes. That when that oil comes, you're recognized by heaven. Are you guys with me? I have seen so few believers, it may be maybe 1%, maybe 2%. They will walk, they will live in what we call the kryptos anointing. when they take a mic to worship, when they take a mic to preach, when they take a prayer meeting, doesn't matter what it is, but there's an oil that comes into a place that you just know this person spends time with God. It is the Kryptos anointing. Say with me, Kryptos. That is available for you and I when we're in our secret place in our rooms, on our knees, and we worship Him on the face of our flat on the floor with our face on the floor, and we worship Him in a place. It is called the place of the shut door. That when I close the door of my room and I begin to seek God in that faith, in that place, the Kryptos anointing is released. Are you guys with me? The word Kryptos, listen. The word Kryptos comes from the word crypt, which is where you, if you understand in the English, crypt, which means that if you have a crypt, it's a burial place. But it actually goes more deeper than that. It speaks of something that is hidden, tucked away in the secret. God says, I am the God who hides myself. He wants us to seek Him out. Come on, are you guys with me? He is the God, even in this place. The Bible says that He hides Himself. He's waiting for the people to go to a higher level until they find Him. It's like playing hide and seek, but He's waiting. He's not hiding because He doesn't like us. He's hiding because He wants you to find Him and to seek Him out. He's looking to see who is desperate or not. Jesus spoke in parables. Listen, Jesus spoke in parables in the New Testament for the reason that some does not understand Him. He spoke in parables so that some do not understand Him. Because when He spoke in parables, the parables had to be searched out. It was hidden. It was said in such a parable, symbolic, in such a parable way, in such a mysterious way that it has to be seeked out, that those who listened to Him did not understand. We think He spoke on parables to reveal it to little children and make it easy. No, no, no. He spoke in parables so that the Pharisees and the Sadducees could not understand Him. And He even goes as far as saying, so that their sins may not be forgiven. Are you guys with me? He's saying, I know these people's hearts are not right. So I will speak in parables in Mark chapter number 4, you can go read it, so that they may not be converted. So that their sins may not be forgiven them. Wait, what? God, are you saying that you're speaking in a certain way to hide things so that people may not be changed? Yes. He's looking for those because He was speaking in parables to hide something away, to see who is sitting in this place tonight who's saying, I am hungry and I'm thirsty. I want to seek out the treasures. I want to seek out the secrets. He puts things in a hidden form to say that those who just come to church and they just leave, it is not for them. But those who come in with a heart and saying, I want to seek out, I want to discover the secrets, I'm going to pray, I'm going to fast, I'm going to begin to worship, but I'm going to seek His face. I'm going to seek the anointing until I find it. Are you guys with me? Go with me to, so then that's from Kryptos, crypt, we get the word crypt, but that is where we get the English words cryptography from. Are you guys with me? Cryptography, the word cryptography is to decipher and decode a certain language. Okay. Let's go to Proverbs 25, verse number 2. Proverbs chapter number 25, verse number 2. The tongue of the wise. No, 25. Proverbs 25, verse number 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it is the glory of kings to search out a matter. How many of you sitting in this place know that you are a king? That's five people. The others, you don't know your identity. You're not part of ECC yet. Let me go to Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 5. There's something that if you're going to come into this place, we're going to preach to you till you understand it. And that's royalty. Are you guys with me? Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 6. You don't have to go. I'll go for verse 6, verse 6. Quickly. And He has made us. Say with me, made us. It doesn't say He is making us. It says He has made us kings and priests to His God. Are you guys with me? Where the word of a king is, there is power. Which means that whenever the Bible speaks of a king, you can apply it to yourself. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. No king begs somebody to do something. No king asks somebody to do something. A king speaks and commands. A king decrees and declares. When a king speaks the word of a king, there is power. I'm going to say it again. Where the word of a king is, there is power. When you speak, if you understand and know your identity, know your royalty, know that I am a king and a priest in my God, that wherever you walk, whether it is in business, whether it is in ministry, whether it is out in a mall, wherever you are, you just know that you are a king. Nothing can touch you. The enemy doesn't touch a king. Come on, are you guys with me? When you understand your identity and you know, when you open your mouth, the word of a king, there is power. Say with me, power. Listen. Go back for me to the Proverbs chapter number 25, verse number 10. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter. Proverbs chapter number 25, verse number 2. It is the glory of God to conceal, to hide a matter. God, it is the glory of God to take a secret, to take something and hide it away. But it is the glory of kings that are sitting in this place to search and seek out that thing which God has hidden. Which means that if God is saying this in here, I have called you to become an evangelist or a business person, that means you must come to the place of discovery where you begin to seek and search Him out until you find that secret that He's given you. Are you guys with me? Listen. I want to get to Kryptos. It's everything this is about. Kryptos, go with me to Exodus chapter number 33, verse number 2. Exodus chapter number 33, verse number 2. Exodus 33, verse 22. It says, and I will send... No. Guys, please, you must listen. Can you guys hear me out there? 22. 33, verse 22. So it shall be. Listen, I know I've preached on this, but listen, I'm going to get to a point. Moses said these words. He says, Lord, please show me your glory. A few verses before that, Moses said these words. He says, I will not go unless your presence goes with me. Are you guys with me? Then a few verses later, I'm not going to read the whole story. Then God said to him, I will surely send you, and my presence shall surely go with you. My presence will surely go with you. But then we see a few verses later on. Moses asked the question. He says, please show me your glory. Which means that there's a difference between God's presence and God's glory. God's presence is everywhere. But God's glory is His manifest presence. That is when He can come into this place and it'll feel heavy as we're sitting under the presence of God. His glory is when you can feel Him, when you can see Him. There's different types of glory. Are you guys with me? One of them is the weight of the glory of God. The other one is the Shekinah glory where you can see Him like a cloud. We've been in meetings where God would come in like a white cloud. The Bible says with Moses that God stood as a cloud at the door of the tabernacle, and Moses could not enter it. That God stood as a cloud. It doesn't mean a cloud was hanging. God stood. He stood in human form, shaped as a cloud. Are you guys with me? We are made in His... How does God look like? We are made in His image and His likeness. In His image, which means that God looks like us. You're not understanding. You think God is a light up there. We are made in His image and His likeness. The word likeness is to function like Him, which means that we are made, we look like God. And we are now, people say we come from monkeys. That's okay. But listen, we are made in the image of God. And we are made in the likeness of God. The likeness means that we function like Him. We walk like Him. We talk like Him. We exude authority like Him. Everything we do is in the likeness of God. We are made in His image. Listen here, whenever I am not in the likeness of God, I am sinning. I'm going to say it again. When I am not walking in the likeness of God, I am not walking in the potential that God wants me to walk in. There's something that we can tap into, which is called royalty. That when you tap into that spirit of divinity, that royalty, you know, but wait, I am in the image of God. I am a son and a daughter of the Most High God, of the King. That wherever I go, every place where my foot is treading, it has been given unto me. We have lost that mindset to say, listen here, Jesus says, do you not know that you are God's? Are you guys with me? Jesus Himself said, do you not know that you are God's? Not the same as God's, but you are an offspring of God. Blood of His blood, flesh of His flesh, bone of His bone, spirit of His spirit. You are part of Him. He's moving, breathing, walking, have His being inside of you. Come on, are you guys with me? That will change the way you work at work. That'll change the way you get a job. That'll change the way you minister to people. That'll change the way you walk around, because you will exude God wherever you go. Listen here. Watchman Nee. Many of you know Watchman Nee. He was in prison. Was it Watchman Nee? Was it somebody else? I think it was Watchman Nee. And they began to... They would... First of all, they would cut out his tongue, because he would talk to too many people about God. People would begin to be converted around him in prison. And they said, we have to stop this guy from talking. They cut out his tongue. Then they saw that he was still, and there were many things, if you read the book, then there were still things that they would still see people coming around and being converted. And they realized, but wait, when he just looks at them, they see God. Because God was looking for an exit point. He can shine out of your eyes. He can talk out of your mouth. He is inside of you and is looking for an exit point. When you're full of God, you can look at somebody and they can see, but wait, there's light in this person. There's light coming out of this person. When you're full of God, God has to come out. He looks for an exit point. And eventually they had to cut out his eyes, because they realized, but wait, if he just looks at people, they are changed. And then eventually, even though his eyes got out, when people just came into his presence, they would be changed. And they realized, but wait, when people just get close to this guy, God is still upon him. You can exude God out of you. But you have to have an understanding of the anointing, of how God works. That we are an image and likeness of God. You must know that if you walk into a place, you look like God, you talk like God, you walk like God, you act like Him in everything that you do. That's what the devil is afraid of. He hates you to go into your identity. Come on, are you guys with me? He said to Jesus, did He really say? Did God say this? Did God say this? Did God say this? Come on, are you guys with me? If you are the Son of God, say with me, if. The devil wants to bring a suggestion to you. If you are a Son of God, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? Listen, go with me to, go with me to Songs of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse 14. No, wait. Go back. Stay where we are. It says, so Moses says, show me your glory. It's a higher level. The glory of God is a higher dimension than the presence. Are you guys with me? The presence of God, if we take it in a degree, it can be here. But when you go into the glory of God, it goes to a higher degree. That is when you are completely surrendered. You feel Him all over you. He presses you down on the floor. So, but in the glory of God, time disappears. I'm going to say it again. In the glory, time disappears. Eternity is manifested. So He's saying, please show me your glory. And God says, so it shall be, while my glory passes by you, that I will put you, say with me, in the cleft. Say it again, say in the cleft. I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Go with me to Songs of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse number 14. Say with me, cleft. So listen here. Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse number 14. He says, oh my dove, in the clefts of the rock. So through the clefts. Are you bored? We can close. Okay. In the clefts of the rock. In the secret places of the cliff. When God placed Moses in the cleft of the rock, He placed him in the secret place. Are you guys with me? In the secret places of the cliff. So that means when God wants you to encounter the glory of God, He wants you to enter into the cleft, into the secret place of God. In the secret place, there's an oil that is released. Go to Deuteronomy chapter number 32, verse number 13. Deuteronomy 32, verse number 13. Quickly, Deuteronomy 32, verse number 13. I want to show you, and we'll close. So listen, we'll close off almost. I want to minister to you. Say with me, secret. Listen here. He made him ride in the heights of the earth that he might eat the produce of the field. He made him draw. The actual translation says, so the actual Hebrew says, he made him siphon. Are you guys with me? To siphon means to suck something. It means to filter and to suck something. He made him siphon honey from the rock and oil from the flinty rock. In the actual translation, it says he poured out rivers of oil out of the rock for him. But it says in the depths and the heights of the realms, there's a height, there's a realm where God wants us to go. When we praise Him, when we worship Him. And listen, we've been only going 8-9 months on this church, but when we go 2 years or 3 years, the church will be taught to go higher and higher and higher. When you are in the high places, that is when the anointing begins to fall upon you. When you get into the high place, you have the ability to siphon, to pull, to suck out the anointing. There's an anointing available in the high place, but it must be sucked out. It must be siphoned. It is only available in the high places when you get into your room in the secret place and you begin to worship, you begin to pray, and you go higher and higher and higher, and you just worship. And when you get to a high place, that is when the enemy begins to be lower and lower. All of a sudden you feel the problems where you can't pay rent, where you can't pay the bills, or this sickness or that thing begins to slowly fade away, slowly disappear, because your perspective is changing and God is taking you into the heights and the realms of the Spirit. In that place is where the anointing comes upon you. It is not in the valleys. It is on the mountaintop. Are you guys with me? We need to get to the mountaintop. Listen. I will cause you to draw honey from the rock and oil from the flinty rock. It says, I will pour out rivers of oil for you out of the rock. Say with me, the secret place. Say it again. Say the secret place. That is where we get the word, like I said, cryptos from. When the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 6, that go into your room. Shut the door behind you. Go into the secret place where your Father in heaven lives and sees in the secret. When you shut that door behind you, when you go into that room where you always pray at home, or you go into that secret place, it means that God is already waiting there for you. That word secret means crypto. Are you guys with me? When you have the anointing of the secret place upon you, when you're siphoning out that anointing, you have the ability to decipher the voice of God. I'm going to say it again. You have the ability to decode, decipher the language of heaven that is in that place. Because it is in the secret place that God gives you visions. It is in the secret place that God gives you dreams. It is in the secret place when He whispers in you and He said, you can do this business, you can do this ministry, you can do this. But it's in the secret place. Are you guys with me? Then you carry, say with me, cryptos. Say it again with me, say cryptos. Not kryptonite, kryptos. Okay. It's the Greek word, so it's not a funny word. Listen here. Matthew, go with me on the screens to Matthew. I'll close off with this. Matthew chapter number 25, verse number 1, okay. Listen. I want to speak to you about secrets, kryptos, the oil of the secret place. If you catch this, we've preached 3 Sundays on how to spend quality time with God. Sometimes the evenings will speak about the secret place. I want you, if you catch this, nothing will be impossible for you. It is in this place where I saw my future. It is in the secret place where I will have my victories. Are you guys with me? Victory is found on your knees in the secret place. Victory is found, success is found in the secret place on your knees. It is the place where God sees you. Do you know I can tell you that God doesn't see you in public? Are you guys with me? The place where God's eyes is open is the secret place. He says, go in the secret. Listen, you must read what the Bible says and what the Bible doesn't say. If the Bible says, go into your room, the secret place, shut the door behind you, where your Father, who lives in secret, sees you. Read what it doesn't say. Are you guys with me? It doesn't mean that God doesn't see you in the public. It just means He doesn't take notice of what you're doing in public. He takes note of what you're doing in the secret place. Are you guys with me? He takes note of what you are doing in the secret place. When you shut your door and you get on your knees and you begin to pray, you begin to worship, you begin to seek Him. When nobody is around, when maybe people have gone out to watch movies or gone out to be with their friends or do this or do that, you are in the secret place. It is in that place that God sees you. And it is in that place where He will reward you openly. Listen, go with you to Matthew. Matthew, let me just show you this, the oil, the anointing of secret. Then it shall be that the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Please take note that all 10 virgins had lamps. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. So they're foolish. The word foolish means moron. That's what it means. It's the Greek word moros, which means moron. So 5 were wise and 5 were morons, okay? So those who were morons, foolish, took their lamps and took no oil with them. I need to explain this to you. They had their lamp and the lamp was burning. There was oil in the lamp. But what the Bible is speaking here about oil is a sachet that would hang here. It is like a bag that is hanged here on the side that was full of oil. But this bag wasn't beautiful. It was ugly on the outside. It was nothing to be seen or to be spectacular. But it was extra oil. For if the lamp ran out, they would take this out of the vessel. It was not even a bag. It was like a vessel that hanged here. And they would take that oil there and they would throw it into the oil. So when the Bible says they took no oil with them, that's what it means. Are you guys with me? In fact, the actual Greek translation says secret oil. It is oil that is kept in the secret. It is oil that is extra. So go for me. But the wise took oil. So the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So the wise had a secret oil. Now I need you to see this. Both of their lamps, and you'll see it. Both the 5 foolish and the 5 wise. Both of their lamps were burning with oil. Are you guys with me? We have to take this church 50%. 5-5. 50% has lamps that are burning with oil. I don't think 50. I think maybe... maybe 5. So let's say 50% has oil that has secret oil. Other 50% does not have secret oil, but both lamps are burning. Which means that when I got saved, when I began to spend time with God, and I had a lot of friends in youth groups and so on, when I just got saved, I would spend day in and day out in the secret place, spending time with God. But when I would come out in public, I would look the same as they do because both of our lamps were burning. But there was something hidden about me that they couldn't see. That when it comes by the line of separation that I call it, there's a line of separation that God draws. That when that line is drawn, that's when He promotes some and He demotes others. It's a time that comes in our lives when if we haven't been preparing what to do until the line, it's a line of separation. Are you guys with me? So I would come out, I would spend so much time with God, but I would come out with my friends and they'd be just on fire as me. The lamp was burning, my lamp was burning. But I had secret oil that could not be seen. Are you guys with me? But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. Everybody slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. That's what they heard. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. So which means that all of them, the lamps were, were burning, and they trimmed it. When you trim it, it usually means that you cut it and then you can light it afresh again. So they trimmed their lamps. And the foolish, the morons, said to the wise, listen here, the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Let me put it to you in English charismatic language. The morons came to the anointed and said, please give me importation. My anointing has run out. Please come lay hands on me. I don't have an anointing. But there are those who are wise, who are filled with the anointing oil. That they are called distributors of the anointing. King David says, make me an olive tree in the house of my God. An olive tree isn't an olive. It is a tree that produces olives. It is a distributor of the anointing. Become a distributor. That when people can come to you, they know if you lay hands on them, the anointing will be given to them. They know if they come into your house for a prayer meeting, they'll be filled with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Come on, are you guys with me? Listen, but the wise answer, listen to this. So the foolish said, listen here, give us some of your oil. Our oil has run out. They had no secret oil. They had no kryptos. They had no kryptos. Say with me, kryptos. The anointing, it's called the hidden anointing. It is that anointing that your friends don't see. It is that anointing that your family doesn't see until the line of separation. How many people have I seen that fall out by the line of separation? Because they have not prepared for that which is coming. Listen here, time and chance is given to each person. Time and chance comes to all. The Bible says that it does. It doesn't, Solomon says that it is, in the book of Ecclesiastes, he says it is not those who are mighty, it is not those who are strong, it is not those with intelligence or who is wise who gets it. He says, but time and chance have been given to all. Listen here, let me go to that verse. I think it is Ecclesiastes 9 verse 12. Let me just check. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11. Listen to this. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill. He's saying, listen here, you don't need qualifications if you're sitting right now at the sound of my voice. It's not about how strong you are or how intelligent or how understanding you are. But time and chance happens to them all. There's a season in the realm of the Spirit that God says, now is your time. And He either then, if you have prepared until that moment, He promotes you. That is why you'll sometimes see people in ministry, it's like suddenly they are visible and they are big. Suddenly, the anointing is upon them. Suddenly, they'll play an instrument or they're anointed. It is because they've been prepared. And when time and chance, when chance came upon them, they were prepared. Come on, are you guys with me? It is not about how much money I have, how much understanding I have, how much strength, how much skill, how wise I am. Time and chance comes to every single person. Are you guys with me? It is time to begin to prepare ourselves from this day. Listen to me, it is the secret place that prepares you. It is so easy. Every person that gets promoted in ministry that I see has spent time in the secret place. And then the sad thing is, I've seen those that are not received promotion or those that has been given an opportunity, but they have not prepared for it. And then it's like you can actually see others beginning to outshine them. And they staying where they are. It's a very sad story. Like who was it? Samson said, the Bible says that the presence of the Lord departed from him. And he knew it not. Are you guys with me? The presence of the Lord while he slept. Sleeping means of no prayer. A prayerless person. While he wasn't praying, the anointing, the presence of God left him. And he knew it not. There are many preachers who the presence of God has left and they don't even know it yet. They are working for God for no money and they've been fired. They just don't know it yet. The presence of God has left them and they knew it not. Are you guys with me? Go with me back to Matthew chapter number 25, verse number, I don't know, 3 or 4 where we were. Let me just see. So don't know if Matthew 25 verse 7. And all rose virgins arose and trimmed their lamps with their next verse. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil. Give us some importation. We cannot make this anymore. You can find that in the secret place. Are you guys with me? For our lamps are going out. But the wise answered. I love what the wise is saying. No. Please lay hands on me. No. Give me some of your anointing. No. You were supposed to find it in the secret place. Lest there should be not enough. They say, listen here, we're not going to give this to you. Because if we give this to you, we're not going to have. Are you guys with me? Lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather. Listen to this. Go rather. Say this with me. Say, go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. Say with me. Say with me, buy for yourselves. This is the wise that said, listen here, we're not going to give you some of our anointing. Go and buy for yourself some anointing. Not with money. Anointing isn't bought with money. It is bought by paying a price. Where you sacrifice your life. Where you honor. Where you plant it in the house of the Lord and you begin to grow as a tree. And the anointing submission, while listen here, let me just say this. I'll preach on the power of submission one day. Submission is so important. John never submitted to Jesus. He baptized, John the Baptist baptized Jesus. And he said, this is the Lamb of God who's here to take away the sin. The man knows this is the Messiah. Yet he leaves Jesus to go do his own thing. He got put into prison. His head got chopped off. And it was not the will of God for me. He died because he did not submit to Jesus. I know this is controversial. He died because he did not submit to Jesus. How do I say that? Why do I mean that? They said these words. They said, the spirit of Elijah and the power, the spirit and the power of Elijah rests on John. Elijah never died. He was taken up into heaven. The purpose for John was not to die, but to be taken up into heaven. But because he didn't submit his ministry under Jesus and he took offense. When John the Baptist took offense, he died in prison. So many people take offense and their ministries, their purpose, their calling, they die and their heads get chopped off. But if he would have submitted under Jesus, he knew that Jesus was operating in signs, wonders, and miracles. If he would have just submitted under him, he would have been fine. Are you guys with me? So we'll preach on the power of submission one day. Go with me to... Oh wait, stay there. Go buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, while they were on their way to buy, next verse. While they were on their way to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Say with me, the door was shut. Afterwards came also to the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open. So these foolish people were saying, listen here, open up for us. Next verse. But he answered and said, assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. We'll stop there. Say with me, Kryptos. The anointing of Kryptos will cause heaven to recognize you. The anointing of Kryptos will cause doors to be opened for you. The anointing of Kryptos will cause business doors to be opened for you. Where those who lack Kryptos, the door will be shut. And heaven will say, I do not know you. Come on, are you guys with me? Stand to your feet, stand to your feet. Give Jesus a praise offering, wherever you are. Just praise Him, just praise Him.